各位投资者朋友们，大家好，请代表华能国际电力股份有限公司欢迎各位出席2014年第三季度业绩发布会。Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Huaneng Power International Incorporation, I would like to welcome you all to our third quarter 2014 earnings call. 在发布会开始前，请允许我介绍今天出席发布会的公司管理层，他们分别是。First of all, I would like to introduce the management team today. They are 公司总经理刘国岳先生 The President and Executive Director, Mr. 刘国岳刘总您好
你好大家下午好
公司副总经理及总会计师周辉女士 The Vice President and Chief Accountant, Ms. 周辉周总您好公司副总经理李建明先生 The Vice President Mr. 李建明李总您好
大家好主持人好
参加此次会议的还有公司的预算部工程部生产部营销部燃料部财务部大使馆和政策部的负责人 The General Manager of different departments including budgeting, engineering, production, marketingFinance, Capital Market, and our subsidiary Towards Power are also joining us today. 现在有请刘总先为我们回顾2014年第三季度业绩表现，由周彪先生做英文交替传译，接下来是问答时间。First of all, may we have the honor to invite Mr. Liu to reveal the business performance, and Mr. Zhou Biao will conduct the English interpretation, followed by Q&A section. 现在有请刘总。
好，谢谢主持人。
谢谢。
女士们、先生们，大家下午好。欢迎各位参加华能国际三季度业绩推介电话会议。昨天，公司刚刚公布了今年前三季度的经营业绩，按照中国会计准则计算，2014年前三季度公司实现合并营业收入 946.27 亿人民币，同比下降 4.65%， 归属于本公司股东的净利润 99.96 亿元人民币，同比增长了 8.80%。公司净利润增长的原因主要是公司境内燃料成本同比下降。
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to attend the conference call for the third quarter results of this year. Yesterday, the company released its results for the first three quarters of 2014. Under the TRC accounting standards, the company realized consolidated operating revenue of 94.627 billion RMB, decreasing by 4.65% year-on-year. Net profit attributable to the shareholders of the company was 9.996 billion RMB, increasing by 8.8% year-on-year. The profit increase was mainly attributable to the decrease of fuel costs in domestic markets.
四季度，公司将继续以巩固和提升经济效益为中心，不断提高公司发展的质量和效益。积极关注市场变化和政策导向，积极应对燃料市场变化带来的机遇和挑战，努力多发电量，控制燃料成本，为股东创造良好的稳定增长的回报。今天，公司的管理层和有关部门的负责同志参加了会议。下面的时间，我和我的同事们愿意回答各位的提问，谢谢大家。
For the fourth quarter of this year, the company will continue to focus on consolidation and enhancing economic efficiency and improving the efficiency and quality of the company. And also the company will continue to focus on the change in the market and the policy trends and to increase efforts to the increase our power generation. Meanwhile, to cope with the opportunities and the challenges from the fuel market change,to control the fuel costs, to create stable and increasing returns for our shareholders. Today, the management and the several departments are attending this conference. In the following time, my colleagues and I are glad to answer your questions. Thanks.
感谢领导，大家好，下面是问答环节，如需提问，请您在话题上按星一键等候，星星号键，大数字键一，谢谢。大家好，第一位提问者是来自花旗银行的刘显达，你好，您可以提问了。
啊，你好，管理层你们好，我是花旗银行的刘显达，我恭喜管理层上半年那个前九个月的业绩。我有三个问题，第一个问题是，因为三季度中国的用电需求比较低，公司的火电利用少时也有所下降，我想请教管理层，现在对我们火电季度2014年全年的利用少时的展望，还有对今年那个总的发电量的目标是怎么样？第二个问题是，最近有些煤炭企业，包括神华，就把那个现货煤价上涨大概15块人民币，另外一些煤炭的进口税也有增加，我想知道这两方面对公司的煤炭成本在四季度或是明年那个影响有多大。第三个问题是公司最近公告了一个跟母公司的收购，那包括这个收购以后呢，公司到2015年年底那个账业容量就会超过原来那个80个吉瓦的目标，我想知道公司管理层现在有没有个新的2015年年底那个账业容量的目标，大概就是这三个问题，谢谢。
From City, I have three questions. The first is, first of all, congratulations on the good results of the first three quarters. We noticed that in the third quarter in China, the domesticpower consumption need is in a very weak trend, and your utilization hours for thermal power generation units are decreasing. Please provide us your outlook for the whole year in terms of the utilization hours and also the target for the company in terms of the power generation for this year. And the second question is, recently we note that the coal suppliers have increased supermarket coal price by 15 RMB per ton,and also the government canceled the favorable conditions in terms of the tariffs for the coal imports. Could you please talk about the impact of this kind of policy and the market change, also the impact for companies' fourth quarter cost, and also the impact for that of next year? The third question is, we noticed that you have acquired the assets from your parent company, and in that way,by the end of next year, your total capacity will be surpassing by your earlier target of 80 gigawatts. So could you please talk about whether you have a new target for the capacity?
为了更准确地回答你的问题，我想这个第一个问题呢，请公司的营销部主任傅启阳先生来回答。第二个问题请公司的燃料部主任陈敏华先生来回答。最后一个问题呢，我再给您做一个回答。
To exactly to answer your question, for the first question, the managers of our marketing department, Mr. Fu, will answer this question. For the second question, Mr. Chen from our fuel company will answer this question, and I will answer the third question.
好，我来回答第一个问题啊，就是刚刚问到的是今年的这个利用小时啊。包括用电需求的下降，导致利用小时的同比下降。那么对公司今年的目标，有什么考虑？我想呢，今年呢，这个电量这一块，我们是从这个三个方面的因素对公司来讲，三个方面的因素影响。第一个呢，就是大家知道的，就是全国的一个经济增速啊，处于低迷的状态。受这个影响了以后呢，就是。用电需求啊，就是同比啊，有个下滑。第二个呢是今年的一个气候因素。 那么我们知道去年呢，我们南方地区啊连续高温，再加上呢雨水相对偏少，那么今年呢南方地区的平均温度啊同比下降了3到4度，再一个呢高温呢这个天气呢是同比啊35度以上的，同比呢减少了30天以上，并且呢这个35度以上的高温呢也不连续。再有呢就是第三一个我们知道就是受这个西南水电西洛渡、向下坝还有那个锦屏以及云南的洛达渡这几个大型水电的这个投产，包括那个新增的几条大型的这个特高压线路这些电呢都是属于西电东送的一些项目送入了主要送入了华东地区，包括我们南方的广东地区，以及华东有部分省市，其中还有一个河南、河北那么受此影响呢，今年呢这个发电量对于我们公司原来布局的这个沿海沿江那些电厂还是有一些影响的，有一些影响再加上呢这个全国就是第一个说到的第一个因素，全国的这个经济增长的因素中电联呢也是一再调整了年初的一些利息，所以这个从1到9月份来看，我们公司的这个发电小时的同比的有所下降，下降到238小时嘛。那么对于公司今年年初的一些确定目标，我们想呢就是要完成了还是有一定的难度，但是呢我们也不放弃，仍然采取各种措施增发电量，因为随着这个10月份吧，就11月份这个南方的这个水量水库的水位下降以后啊，包括这个气温下降以后呢，我想呢就用电需求会有所回升的，所以呢我们还是全部以力吧开拓市场努力争取呢缩小于年初发电量的一个目标我就回答完了。
Well, in terms of the utilization hours in our power generation decrease for the third quarter, there are following three factors in terms of the negative impact in that. First is the relatively weaker demand of the national economy, especially for the third quarter. That leads to the decreasing of the utilization hours for the national power consumption needs. And also the second question is for this summer, we have a relatively lower temperature weather conditions compared to that of last year. And also the water is very adequate for the hydropower plants. So the thermal power has been negatively impacted by this condition. And the third factor is that because of the input of some hydropower plants in the western provinces in China, and also this kind of output for this hydropower plant has been transmitted through the UHV lines to the eastern part and the provinces, for example, the Henan and Hebei provinces. This has negatively impacted the power generation for thermal power plants. For the target of this whole year for our company, we believe it's very difficult for us to realize the targets which we have made at the earlier stage of this year. But we're going to try and effort to increase the power generation to narrow the gap between the actual power generation and our target for the whole year.
Okay, I'll answer the second question. So, this is the Shenhua and Zhongmei and 4大矿提出来这个上调煤价，那么会对公司的下水煤产生一定的影响。从总的来看，四大矿占公司下水煤总量的18%，那么这部分煤价会上涨。另外一个方面呢，随着四大矿上调煤价，对于整个下水煤的市场是有一定的提振作用的，自然会对公司的下水煤产生一定的影响。那么这是一个方面。从进口煤看，从10月15日起，国务院宣布恢复进口煤的关税，那么部分国家出口煤的这个成本大概每吨会增加20到30块钱。 那么受这个进口煤和下水煤这个预期煤价上涨的影响，部分啊区域的坑口价，这个区域呢主要表现是在内蒙区域，那么这个价格呢有这个上涨的预期。但是从公司的总体情况看，因为公司和国内外的大矿一直保持着长期稳定的合作关系，那么也有相对稳定的供应结构，特别是陆运直达煤有一个比较好的调价机制，所以说公司的这个整体的燃料这个价格的上涨是可控的。那么各个区域的电厂也有一个很好的煤炭供应的这种抗风险的能力，所以说这个公司这个四季度煤炭的价格会有所上涨，但是这个上涨的空间并不是太大。
For the coal cost, actually we see that the biggest four coal mines including China Xinhua and China Coal increases coal price, and also the government, the state council has canceled the favorable conditions in terms of the tariff for the coal imports. This will increase the spot market price about 20 to 30 RMB per ton for a temporary period. And also for these two combined negative trends of the market, this will give us a negative impact on our coal purchasing costs, especially for some regions with the coal mine melt price, for example, in Inner Mongolia. So this will give the market the expectation that the coal price will be increasing the following quarter. But for our company, that we have a long and stable cooperation with the coal suppliers. Also, we have some scientific arrangements for coal purchase in different regions for our power plants. So we believe that our coal costs can be controlled in a very small some extent. And for the fourth quarter, maybe the coal price will be increased, but the potential room for the increase of the coal price is very small.
下面我来回答一下这个第三个问题啊。公司呢在最近几年的路演中也一直提出啊，要在15年达到装机8000万的啊一个奋斗的目标啊。从目前的看呢，这个目标呢没有调整和变化啊。这个我们，但是我们也会根据啊国家的这个电力市场的形势啊，根据下一步国家这个出台"十三五"规划啊，这个加以这个研究啊，再研究加以讨论啊。因为从目前来看呢，这个实现8000万的装机的奋斗目标啊，这量上不是问题啊，关键是怎么在质量上啊、结构上、更优上去考虑啊。这个公司呢也会在有相对优势啊、有相对竞争力的地区啊，和结合新能源的发展上啊，去进一步的优化结构，实现有质量、有效益的发展。
In terms of the target of our capacity by 2015, of course, we have mentioned that by the end of 2015, we're going to reach the total capacity of 80 gigawatts in each term of our annual results and also some roadshow meetings. Also, currently, we don't have any plans to change the targets, but we're going to study on the capacity targets in terms of the market change and also the macro policy change, for example, the 13th five-year plan given by the government. So for us, we see that it's easy for us to reach this goal of capacity by 2015, but we are more concerned with the quality and the structure of this kind of growth. So in the future, we're going to focusing on the restructuring and the allocation of our power plants to realize the efficient and sustainable growth of our company.
好，谢谢管理层。
感谢管理层的耐心解答。大家好，如需提问，请您在话机上按星一键等候，加星号键，大数字键一，谢谢。下面一位提问者是来自招商证券的何莹。你好，你可以提问了。
各位领导大家好，我是来自道生证券的研究员何英，我有三个问题向各位领导请教一下。第一个还是接着刚刚那位投资者的那个问题，就是利用小时方面能不能就请教一下各发电各种电源的利用小时以及同比变化的一个情况，主要是三季度和这个一到三季度的一个情况啊，这第一个。第二个是就我们看到这个在三季度我们的这个资产减值损失是没有的，我想就是了解一下下面的四季度我们会不会有一些预期的资产减值损失的项目出现，这第二个问题啊。第三个问题就是这个就是最近这个火电电价下调过一次，我想了解一下就是说在这个全年预计会有多少的影响，这个对全年的盈利。好，谢谢。
I'm from China Merchant Securities. I have three questions. First is about the following questions of the utilization hours. Please provide us the figure for the utilization of third quarter and also the first 9 months and also its year-on-year change respectively. And the second question is, we noticed that in the third quarter you don't have any impairment. So could you please talk about whether you have potential asset impairment in the fourth quarter? And the third question is about the tariffs. The government has cut the tariffs recently, and could you please provide us the impact of this kind of tariff cut on the earnings for this year?
这个第一个问题和第三个问题呢，还是仍然是这个营销的问题，是吧？需要再补充报告一些数据啊，还是请营销部的付启阳先生来回答。第二个问题呢是财务问题，是吧？请公司财务部的李英辉主任来回答。
For the first three questions, Mr. Fu will answer the questions, and Mr. Li from the finance department will answer the second question.
先回答您第一个问题啊，就算利用小时。那么这个利用小时的一到九月份呢，公司总的利用小时的是3489个小时，同比呢是下降了238个小时。
For the first 9 months, our average utilization hours was 3,489 hours and decreasing by 238 hours year on year.
这利用小时下降的趋势呢，跟全国啊基本上差不多，因为全国呢，一到九月份呢，也就是3204个小时啊，同比呢也下降了181个小时，这个趋势呢基本上是一致的。
This is very similar to the national trend. For the utilization hours of the national level, it was 3,214 hours, decreasing by 181 hours year on year.
那么各个地区的情况，就一到九月份呢，我们公司的分布在18个地区啊。那么这18个地区里面呢，只有3个地区，就辽宁、山东和福建，这个统调的煤机的利用小时啊，同比是上升的。其他的这个地区呢是利用小时啊，都是下降的，并且呢，就是在这个上海、江苏、浙江、湖南、重庆、云南、北京这7个地区呢，当地统调的这个煤机的利用小时啊，降幅呢都在300小时以上。
Actually, for our power plants located in the 18 provinces and municipalities, only provinces for Liaoning, Shandong, Fujian, and three provinces coal fire units has the utilization hour increase. Other regions which we have power plants has undertaken the negative of the utilization hours.
关于风电的利用小时，我们一到九月份呢是1393个小时，同比呢是下降2个小时。这下降的主要原因呢，主要是辽宁地区、内蒙和说这个甘肃，它这个风速啊，同比啊是下降。水电的利用小时是2546个小时，同比增长了297个小时。
Specifically for the wind, for first three quarters of this utilization hours was 1,393 hours, decreasing by 2 hours, which was mainly due to the decrease of the wind speed for the provinces such as Liaoning and Inner Mongolia and Gansu province. For the hydro, we have 2,546 hours for the first three quarters, increasing by 297 hours.
第三个问题就是你说九月份这个调价对公司的影响，就是按照我们公司啊，电厂机组的调价电量，我们家庭平均吃饭那个数字，预计的煤机平均上网电价大概是每千瓦时，每千千瓦时吧，每兆瓦时，降低了9.89元人民币。这是煤机的，那么折算到公司的平均电价是下降了9.44元每兆瓦时。
In terms of the tariff cost, according to the cost magnitude, we have made a calculation about basing on our power generation, the potential impact of our coal-fired average tariff will be 9.89 RMB per megawatt hour decrease, and the company's average tariff level will be decreasing by 9.44 RMB per megawatt hour.
Okay, 我来回答一个这个资产减值这个机制的问题。根据中国会计准则规定，当资产出现减值迹象的时候呢，就会聘请专业的评估机构进行减值测试，同时呢预期减值准备。今年上半年我们预期了4.13亿的减值，主要是呢五里红煤矿和这个瞻化电厂的上半年出现了减值迹象。年底呢，我们将会继续按照准则的要求，对一些这个亏损项目或者是这个经营预期达不到这个理想状态的资产进行减值测试，届时呢将根据测试的结果决定是否继续减值准备。
According to the China's accounting principles, there any chance for the asset impairment will to make the assessment for the targeted asset. If it is needed, we will make the provision for this kind of asset impairment. For the first half of this year, we made provision about 413 million RMB asset impairment, mostly coming from the disposal of the coal mines and the Jianhua coal generation power plants. At the end of this year, we're going to continue to focus on the conditions of these power plants, and is there any kind of chance for us to make the further provisions of the asset, we will make the assessment for this kind of asset, and to make a decision whether we will have to make the provisions of the impairment.
谢谢各位领导啊，我在这个追问一个问题，就是刚刚那个说那个利用小时的时候，这个有没有这个分煤机和这个燃机的利用小时和这个同比变化的情况？谢谢。
The following question about the utilization hours, could you please provide us the exact number for the coal-fired unit and your gas-fired unit?
这个煤机利用小时前三季度的是3591个小时。燃机利用小时的是2295小时，这个同比的情况呢，就是煤机的同比是下降了251个小时，燃机的同比下降11个小时。
For the utilization hours of coal-fired units for the first three quarter, it was 3,591 hours, decreasing by 251 hours in a year, and the figure for that of the gas-fired unit was 2,295 hours, decreasing by 11 hours year-on-year.
好的，谢谢各位领导。
感谢领导的耐心解答。大家好，下面一位提问者是来自中金公司的君华。你好，您可以提问了。
谢谢管理层。哎，同时中间陈明华，我有两个问题。第一个就是我前面可能没有太听清楚，我想知道一下我们三季度整个的标煤单价是怎么样的一个水平。然后第二个问题是关于是说前面提到了这个减值的测算，所以然后我就想问一下我们现在新加坡大势能源的这个情况现在是怎么样子的，是不是会有一些减值的风险， 第三个问题就是想问一下，前两天我们也公告了一个现金要收购这些机组，我就想问一下现在这个进展的情况，还有我们这个里面在收购的项目当中有三个的项目是在建的，我想问一下他们这个投产进度是怎么样的，谢谢。
From CICC, I have three questions. The first question is about the standard coal price. Could you please provide us the standard coal price for the third quarter of this year? And the second question is about the Truss Power. You mentioned that you make the test of the asset impairment. Could you please talk about the conditions of the Truss Power, whether there is a risk of further asset impairment for Truss Power this year?And the third question is for the acquisition of current assets. Could you please talk about the progress for this kind of acquisition now? And also, you mentioned that you have three projects have the power plants in construction. Could you please talk about when will these power plants will put into operation?
那个第一个问题啊，请公司的吉建明副总给回答一下啊。第二个、第三个问题啊，有关还是减值和这个大势能源的情况，请公司的周辉总会计师给回答一下。
And the Vice President Mr. Lee will answer the first question, and the Vice President and Chief Cabinet Ms. Zhou will answer the second and third question.
啊，第一个问题，公司的三季度的标煤单价。是含税到场标煤单价是659块。
For the standard coal price for the third quarter, for our company, it was 659 RMB per ton.
去年空期的水平是733块。
And the corresponding figure for the standard coal price for last third quarter of last year was 733 RMB per ton.
我先说说这个大势能源的情况啊。由于这两年呢，这个新加坡地区这个装机容量这个增速比较快，所以从市场这个电力市场供应来说呢，就出现供大于求的情况。这个跟上半年呢是同一个趋势。那么第二个原因呢，因为这个 LNG 接收站投产以后，那么原来的天然气供应合同呢是双付不易的这么一个条款，所以这个电量又不足，天然气的这个合同呢又双付不易，所以增加了一个成本。那么第三个呢，就是新加坡这个按照这个装机容量的这个百分比的固定合同，从2013年的50%降到了呢这2014年的40%，那么使得就零售业的市场竞争的非常激烈，这个单位电价空间呢大幅下降。所以从这个前三季度的经营情况来看，尽管发电量呢同比增加了6.9亿千瓦时，增幅在9.7%，但是销售收入呢仅增长了0.3%。这个是110.46亿人民币，实现利润呢是1100万，这个降幅呢还是比较大的，这个降了98%。
Talk about the Truss Power. Actually, the recent years in Singapore, firstly, they have increased a lot of power generation capacity. So currently, we say in this power market in Singapore, its size largely higher than the demand.This kind of trend is for the first quarter is very similar to the first half of this year. And the second is the input of the LNG station given by the Singaporean government, which has increased the gas purchasing cost for a company because of the fixed cost of the supply of the gas. And the third factor is that the Singaporean government has decreased its contract ratio of the power generationpurchase from the originally 50% in 2013 to currently 40%, which leads to a very fierce competition in the retail market. And the currently we can see that the marginal contribution for the power generation in this market is decreasing a lot. For the first 9 months of this year, the power generation for Truss Power has increased 9.7%, but its revenue only increased by 0.8% year on year to 11 billion RMB. And the net profit for Truss Power is only 11 million RMB, which is decreasing by 98% year on year.
那么这个尽管这些这个经营的业绩呢，这个降幅比较大，但是对比去年我们做解释测试时候所假定的这个经营条件来看，电力市场和这个燃气供应，这还是符合我们这个去年的预期。那么唯一有变化呢，就是这个固定合同的比率，这个比我们这个可能原来做预期的时候呢，下降的更快一些。那么至于你年底是不是会有减值，这个我们还会根据这个准则的要求，这个参考就是说这个一些相关的经营数据，同时考虑到明年的一些经营的这个可能性，再来做一个减值测试，然后根据测试的结果再确定是否减值以及减值金额。
In terms of the huge decrease of the net profit for Truss Power for the third quarter, but we can see that there is no big change in terms of its power market and also the gas supply structure in the market. Maybe the only big change is the fixed contract ratio, which has exceeded our expectations. And of course, by the end of this year, we're going to make the annual test for the assets according to the accounting principles, but it really depends on the actual conditions of this kind of operation and also the outlook of next year's operation.
下面我再说一下，这个收购项目里面有三个这个在建的项目啊，就分别是这个荆门的项目、应城的项目啊和这个安源的项目啊。从现在目前看的这三个项目的建设都很顺利啊，这个进度也很正常。这个荆门的235万的机组，目前看啊，这个在10月底到11月份就能够投产啊，这个荆门今年就能够实现投产。应城的项目呢是在明年的一季度啊可以投产。这个安源呢2台60万等级的这个机组呢，也是我们国家第一台这二次在热的机组啊，现在初步安排在明年的2季度末和三季度啊这个投产这么一计划安排。
In terms of the new acquired three power plants in construction, specifically for Jinmen power plant, we have two units with capacity of 350 megawatts for each, will be put into operation at the end of October and also the early of November. And for the Yingcheng power plant, this power plant will be put into operation in next year's first quarter. And for the Anyuan power plant, which has two units with capacity of 600 megawatts each, which also is the first unit with the second reheating unit, which will be put into operation in the second quarter and the third quarter of next year.
感谢管理层，大家好，如需提问，请您在话题上按星一键等候，先按信号键，再按数字键一，谢谢。下面一位提问者是来自法国巴黎银行的 Bent 张，你好，你可以提问了。
哎，管理层你们好，我是法国巴黎银行的张景，我有两个问题。第一个是关于单位燃料成本，我想知道一下公司在三季度和前九个月的话，单位燃料成本各是多少，然后考虑到四季度有可能煤价会上涨，公司有没有改变整个全年的预期，大概是火电是5%的下降，还有就是说哦，火电是5%下降，然后整个的那个机组的话是3%的下降，有没有改变这个预期。另外的话我想问的是大势能源，因为刚刚管理层我没听清楚是不是前九个月的话净利润贡献是1100万，如果这样的话是不是说三季度是亏损的，因为我记得上半年的话大势能源的净利贡献有2800万。谢谢。
I'm from BNP Paribas. We have two questions. First is your unit fuel cost. Could you please provide us your unit fuel cost figure for the third quarter and also the first three quarter, andwe see that in fourth quarter maybe the coal price will be increasing, so will you change your guideline for the whole year's unit fuel cost decrease magnitude, which you have mentioned that for this year your target of the unit fuel cost for thermal power will be decreasing by 5% year on year, and for the company it will be decreasing by 3% year on year. And the second question is about the Tuas Power's operational figure. You mentioned that thefor the first three quarters, your net profit for Tuas Power was 11 million RMB. And so that means that for the third quarter, the Tuas Power made a loss, because we noticed that in the first half of this year, the net Tuas Power has a net profit about 28 million.
那个燃料的问题呢，还请公司的李建明副总还来继续的回答啊，关于大势的财务的情况，有请公司财务部的李英辉主任的回答。
And Mr. Li, will you answer the first question? And Mr. Zhu, will you answer the second question?
那么公司呢，一到九月份完成这个标煤的采购单，这个原煤的价格是每吨500块钱，那么折标煤，每吨是700块钱。那么对于考虑四月份的这个煤价，不是考虑四季度啊，四季度的煤价有了预期的上升，那么公司总体的对于煤炭价格的预期，应该还在公司这个预期的范围之内的。
First, for the first 9 months, the natural coal price for our company was 500 RMB per ton, and the corresponding standard coal price was 700 RMB per ton. Concerned with the coal potential price for the fourth quarter of this year, currently we don't have a plan to change the expectations of the whole year target.
我来介绍一下这个公司的单位燃料成本的情况。公司呢，一到九月份，单位燃料成本呢是205.21元每千千瓦时，比去年同期下降了6.25%。
For the first 9 months, our unit fuel cost was 205.21 RMB per megawatt hour, decreasing by 6.25% year on year.
这个展望全年，正像刚才李总所说的，因为是下水煤的比例的部分可能会受政策的影响会略有上涨，因此呢，单位燃料成本呢可能也会有小幅上升。四季度来说。
In terms of the fourth quarter, as Mr. Li said right now, that the seaborne coal price will be increasing just because of the impact coming from the policy side. So we say that the industry cost for the fourth quarter will be increasing in a very small amount.
这个第二个问题，关于大势公司这个三季度是中国总结下亏损的900万元人民币。
The Tuas Power in third quarter made a loss of 9 million RMB, according to the China Accounting Standards.
好，谢谢。
感谢管理层， 大家好，读需提问，请您在话机上按新一键等候，加信号键，加数字键一，谢谢。大家好，读需提问，请您在话机上按新一键等候，加信号键，加数字键一，谢谢。下面一位提问者是来自中信证券的吴飞，你好，你可以提问了。
哎，观众大家好，有那个三个问题想请问一下，一个是因为那个从今年来看的话，其实有部分的程序已经开始做这个代用双交易的情况了，那么想请问一下公司，我们下属电厂里边有哪些区域包括电厂是进行那个双交易的，这个比例大概有多少，然后另外的话目前的价格和目前的交易价比大概相差有多少，这是第一个问题。第二个问题想请教一下我们前三季度以及这个三季度整个投入收益的构成情况。第三个问题的话，因为今年我们其实六个小时包尤其是沿海地区压力是比较大的，那能否请管理层展望一下我们对于明年的一个看法，谢谢。
吴飞，你能重复一下第二个问题和第三个问题吗？
第二个问题是那个关于投资收益的，就是能否跟我们分解一下我们前三季度投资收益的构成以及三季度的构成情况。这是第二个问题。第三个问题是这个关于我们对于明年六个小时的一个看法。今年因为尤其沿海地区降幅是比较大的，那我们对于明年是怎么看的？谢谢。
Yes. I have three questions. First is about the electricity direct purchase. Actually, the government has encouraged the power producers to make this kind of transaction. Could you please provide us your amount and the power plant locations which has engaged into this kind of transactions? The price and the differences between the transaction price and the standard price currently level in the different regions. And the second is, could you please provide us the exact number for the investment gains for the first 9 months and also the third quarters, also for the structures and the types of this kind of investment gains. The third question is, we say that for the coastal regions,the utilization hours has decreased this year. Could you please provide your outlook and expectation of the utilization hours for next year?
这个第一个问题和第三个问题都是这个市场营销和这个利益小时的情况，还请公司的营销部主任傅启阳先生来回答一下。第二个问题呢，请公司财务部的林辉主任来做个回答。
And Mr. Fu, we answer the first and the third questions in terms of the power market. And Mr. Li, we answer the second question.
先回答你第一个问题啊，就是今年前三季度的公司呢是在七个地区吧开展了这个电力用户直接交易，交易量呢总共达到了88.12亿，比去年呢同期的大概增加75亿左右。
For the first 9 months, we have power plants located in 7 provinces have engaged into the transactions in terms of the electricity directly purchase with the power generation amount of 8.812 billion kilowatt hours, increasing by 7.5 billion kilowatt hours year on year.
关于这个大用户的这个交易价格呢，我们测算呢，公司啊这个平均降价幅度大概在3分钱左右。
In terms of the tariff of this transaction, based on the simple calculation, the tariff is decreasing by 3 cents.
第三个问题啊，就是明年的利用小时的情况，因为明年这一块啊，目前呢就是权威机构还没有一个明确的一个说法，但是呢就是根据他们这个在前段时间呢在这个办了一个电力市场培训的时候大致讲了一下，就是明年呢从这个电力供需来看全国总体是平衡的，那么东北就富裕较多，华东地区呢还是有一定的富裕，西北或南方地区呢也是供需平衡略有富裕吧，华北地区呢可能是在某个季节会存在一定缺口， 前年的发电设备六小时，他们预测的可能跟今年差不多啊，大概在4470小时左右。
Well, in terms of the utilization hours, currently there's no authority to make the very clear expectations for next year's utilization hours. But according to some institutions forecast, for next year, the power demand supply will be in a relatively balanced situation. But for the northern part of China, maybe in some periods, there will be appearance in some electricity shortage. And for the exact number of utilization hours for next year, it will be very similar to this year, which will be around 4,470 hours.
Let me answer the question. 主要的这个是第一最大的一块是新增了一家是投资南通发电公司获取投资收益2.5亿元，这是最大的一块。同时呢，以前公司这个老的投资项目包括深能集团、韩丰、四川水电等一些电力相关的产业呢，比去年同期增加投资收益2.3亿元。
For the investment gains for the first 9 months, it was 1.237 billion RMB, increasing by 540 million RMB compared to that of last year. And among the increase of these investment gains, the biggest part coming from the investment gain of Nantong Power with the amount of 250 million RMB. And also we have 230 million RMB coming from the power plants of Shenzhen Energy, Hanfeng, and the Sichuan Hydro Power Plant.
关于追问一下，就是说能否介绍一下那个我们就是做这个直接交易的那个七个地区的话，我们是从大致从什么时候开始进行那个交易，然后比如说这个一季度、二季度、三季度大概分别一个备战情况，以及这个我们预测明年大概的一个比例，谢谢。
This is talk about when you start this kind of transaction and also specifically for the each quarters of these first three quarters, the situation of the transaction and also the expectations for that of next year.
Yeah, 这个大一幅直供啊，就是交易这块啊，应该是从今年年月份就开始了，这七个地方。这个每个季度啊，我们也没分每个季度，因为它这个各地开展情况不一样，有的是一季度就开始了，有的是在二季度开始的，还是三季度开始的，因为这个量呢是截止到九月份我们已经拿到的量，有的可能还正在进行都发了。
Well, the this kind of transaction started in a different time. The earliest is the started from the January of this year. So we'll give the figure of right now is the first 9 month total power generation for our company.
如果需要的话，我们可以把它分出来，就是每个季度拿到多少量，再给你分一分吧。分一分，我们到时候给那个给你证券部提供嘛，这还给你们。
Well, it's necessary. We will make the specific calculations in terms of the different quarters and then give you later.
我对全年以及明年有没有一个大概的一个预测？谢谢。
这个不大好预测，这个还是各地的这个关于这个交易规则啊，有的是在酝酿，有的在制定，还有的还在协商过程中，有的还没开始。所以明年这个怎么预测？因为看看国家的那个一个有关于对这个方面的一些政策，看看是情况吧，我们再看看。
It's really hard to make the exact expectations of this transaction because currently we see there is no very mature regulations in terms of this, so it's really up to the government policy.
对，好的，谢谢管理层。
感谢管理层的耐心解答。大家好，如需提问，请您在话机上按星一键等候，先按星号键，再按数字键一，谢谢。大家好，如需提问，请您在话机上按星一键等候，先按星号键，再按数字键一，谢谢。下面有位提问者是来自 UBS 的 William， 你好，您可以提问了。
管理层你们好，我想知道你们能不能披露一下大势能源的第一燃料成本，第二折旧，和第三它的那个其他成本，还有最后一个是大势能源的税前的利润是多少？谢谢。
I'm from UBS. I have one question for the US power. Could please provide us the fuel cost depreciation and other costs?And also the profit before tax for Tuas Power for the first three quarters.
关于大势能源的财务的数据呢，请公司财务部的林辉主任给做一个回答。
Mr. will give the answers for the Tuas Powers.
大势能源这个今年一到九月份的燃料成本总共是58.6亿人民币。然后呢，单位燃料成本呢是744.72元每千千瓦时，然后它的这个折旧呢是一到九月份是5.75亿，然后它的这个其他业务支出呢，主要有一部分是这个煤出电的业务支出39.48亿元，然后最后的这个利润呢，总额是0.11亿元，就1100万。
For Trust Power, first three quarters, its fuel cost was 5.86 billion RMB. Depreciation phase was 575 million RMB. And the other expenditures, including the retailing cost, was 3.948 billion RMB. And the profit was 11 million RMB.Especially for the Tuas Power, its unit fuel cost for the first 9 months was 744.72 RMB per megawatt hour.
大家好，如需提问，请您在话机上按星一键等候，先按星号键，再按数字键一，谢谢。大家好，如需提问，请您在话机上按星一键等候，先按星号键，再按数字键一，谢谢。大家好，下面一位提问者是来自瑞士银行的 Ken 刘，你好，您可以提问了。
管理层你们好，我是瑞士银行的 Ken。有一个问题是关于我们燃气电厂的，就是因为9月1号那个城市门站价涨了嘛，所以想知道我们电厂的那个气价有没有上涨，如果有的话就是上涨的幅度大概是多少，然后如果上涨了之后相应有没有做那个上网电价的一个调整，谢谢。
I'm from UBS. I have one question about the gas power plant conditions. We see that the government just increased the gas gate price since the September 1st. That, could you please talk about whether your power plants have been given the notice to increase the gas price? And also if that was the case, what is the magnitude of the gas price increase? And whether the tariff is correspondingly increased?
这个九月一号啊，天天去调价以后啊，我们有这几个地方嘛，就是一个今年燃气的电价，因为这都是按照九月一号国家调价的政策的是对存量线每个地方调4毛钱。这个江苏这块呢是今年燃气原来执行气价的是2.2块每个地方，调4毛钱就变成了2.62块。 今天南京热线呢，韩铁它本身就用的是单降系，这个是没做调整的。上海呢，这个南区的调价呢是调到两毛钱，由2.7调到2.92。北京地区呢是，也是调了4毛钱。地价调整了以后呢，这个各地方，地方的物价部门呢也把这个气价对这个发电成本的影响啊，需要疏导电价的一些方案呢，报给了国家发改委。目前呢就是还没有疏导的这个明确通知吧。
Since the increase of the gas price in the 1st of September, we have 4 gas power plants in Jiangsu, Shanghai, and Beijing. Both of these for the existing gas price has increased by 0.4 RMB per cubic meters. Especially for the Junling power plants, we have gas price of increasing from the original 2.22 RMB to the current 2.62 RMB. And for Shanghai, the gas price has increased from the original 2.72 to the current 2.92. And for Beijing also has increased 0.4 RMB. And currently we see that the different passenger mobility plans have been proposed to the NDRC. Currently there's no update for the progress.
啊，管理层，我想追加两个问题，就是第一，就是可不可以说一下单三季度来讲的话，那个单位燃料成本是多少？然后也想知道我们单纯是三季度境内的总的那个燃料成本，就是多少个人民币，多少个亿是多少？谢谢。
For the question is about this is about the third quarter unit fuel cost separately and also the domestic fuel cost.
刚才你问的是这个综合单位的成本哈，这个一到九月份的综合单位燃料成本就含这个燃煤机组跟燃气机组综合起来一块是205.21元每千千瓦时。第三季度啊，这是到九，第三季度的是197.13元每千千瓦时。
The unit fuel cost the first 9 months it was 205.21 RMB per megawatt hour.For the third quarter, it was
197.13
For the third quarter, total fuel cost for a company was 13.356 billion RMB.
好，谢谢你，管理层，没其他问题了。
感谢您的提问，请领导的耐心解答。大家好，如需提问，请您在话机上按星线等候，下信号键上数字键一，谢谢。大家好，如需提问，请您在话机上按星线等候，下信号键上数字键一，谢谢。大家好，下面一位提问者是来自巴克莱的黄鑫，你好。
管理层你好，我想确认一下，就是前三季度刚刚有提到说大致的一个销售收入大概是110亿元，对吧？然后那中国地区这边电力销售的一个收入是多少呢？谢谢。
From Barclays, I have a question. We have noticed that for the first 9 months, your third power's revenue totally was 11 billion RMB. Please provide us your domestic business revenue for the first 9 months.
这个2014年的一到九月份呢，就是经费部分呢是收入是835.82亿元。
For the domestic business, the total revenue for first 9 months was 83.5 2 billion RMB.
管理层对于这个问题还是要有补充的吗？你好。
谢谢，我这边没有什么。
下面一位提问者是来自摩根士丹利的张晴，你好，您可以提问了。
哎，管理层你们好，我有两个问题。第一个问题就是刚才管理层已经提供了，就是一个单位燃料成本，但是这个应该是火电，这个煤机和燃机一起的，所以我想分一下，就是说光煤机的那个单位燃料成本一到九月和三 Q 是多少，然后以及燃机的那个单位燃料成本，这是第一个问题。然后第二个问题就是我注意到在第三季度投资收益的话公司下降特别多，所以我就想了解一下为什么会下降这么多。然后还有一个小问题就是想问一下现在还有没有亏损的电厂，谢谢。
From Morgan Stanley, I have three questions. First is about unit-fuel cost. So that you mentioned the unit-fuel cost is for the thermal power business, and please provide the split for the unit-fuel cost for the coal-fired and also the gas-fired power plants for the first 9 months and the third quarter, respectively. The second question is, but notice that the investment gains for the third quarter has decreased a lot. Could you please provide the reason for that decrease? And the third question is, currently whether the company also has the power plant making loss?
Yes, $450.52/kWh, 然后这个燃煤的是$196.33/kWh，综合在一起呢，就是燃煤这个燃气综合在一起$205.21/kWh。
For the first 9 months for the unit fuel cost, specifically for the gas, it was 450.52 per megawatt hour. For the coal fire, it was 196.33 RMB/MWh. In average, it was 205.21 RMB.
这个第二个问题，你问的那个投资收益，从这个我们的数据公布的披露的数据来看呢，这个第三季度是4.65亿元，第二季度是5.16亿元，基本上变化不大。
For the investment gains for the third quarter, it was 455 million, and for the second quarter, it was 516 million. Not too much in the third quarter.
这个今年一到九月份的亏损电厂主要有三个，一个是三化电厂，还有是天动能源和天动永旺。
We have three power plants still making loss, including Jianhua Cogeneration power plants, the Dandong Energy and the Dandong Yuwang power plants.
还有四家的是略有亏损，一个苏子河水电、金陵燃机热电、昌图和瓦房电、风电，就是略有亏损，大概1200万的水平吧。
And also we have four power plants, mostly the hydropower and the wind power plants had a very small loss.
哎，管理层，我想问一下，就是关于那个分燃机和煤气燃料成本的一个就是同比下降的幅度。另外还有一个，我是指的就是投资收益中的来自于那个控股来自于就是associate 的那一块，好像第三季度下降了很多，所以是这个问题。然后谢谢。
我先那个回答一下你问的那个燃料成本的这个不同构成的这个升降情况。实际上这样，今年就是公司的这个燃煤的单位燃成本呢是刚才说了 196.33
同比呢下降了8.67%，然后这个燃气的呢是450.52%，同比上升了16.19%。在公司这个燃煤的和燃气的这个总成本这个价值的比重上来说呢，因为燃气的这个大概是占燃料总成本的8%，燃煤的大概占92%。这样的话一升一降的话呢，综合起来的话是单位的成本是降了6.25%，因为燃煤的8.67%乘以一个大概92%，再加上这个燃气的一个上升的，正好大概是一个6%的水平。
For the first three quarters for the gas fired business, the unit fuel cost is increased by 15.19%. For the gas cost accounting about 8% of our total cost. For the coal fired, the unit fuel cost decreasing by 8.67% year on year. And also the cost coming from the coal fired business accounted for 92%. So in general, average unit fuel cost decreasing by 6.25% year on year.
这个关于你问的这个第二个问题吧，从我们这个数据来看呢，就是说大部分的项目呢，比去年同期呢都是这个投资收入有所增加的，再加上一些新增的项目，因此呢增加比较多。您问的这个是减少的，能不能是具体一点？
我问的其实就是，比如说我问的就是，我看到就是第二季度的话，你们的income for associates 就是大概是5亿。5.16亿，但是三季度的话只下降到3.9亿，所以就想请问一下这个。
那我回答一下你，首先你三季度的数字是不对的，三季度应该是4.65亿加上5.2亿才能达到现在的一个投资收益的水平。第二个，我为回答你为什么这个三季度和二季度相比会有一个5000万的差额，是因为我们这个联营公司这个时代航运。在二季度的时候有一笔5000万的投资收益，这是一次性的，三季度没有的。
Well, maybe the big difference is coming from the associate gains coming from the time shipping for the second quarter, which is amounted about 50 million. But this kind of gains will not be given again in the third quarter.
谢谢管理层，我没有问题了。
感谢管理层，大家好，下面一位提问者是来自瑞信证券的周天宇，你好。
哎，管理层你们好，我是那个瑞信证券的周天宇，我有那个三个问题想请教一下。第一个想问一下，可不可以介绍一下我们那个前三季度的话，占我们公司那个盈利比例比较大的那几个电厂，就比如说那个玉环电厂啊、海门，然后还有福州这几个电厂的那个前三季度的盈利分别是多少，以及那个有没有同比的变化。然后第二个想问一下，就是说我看那个我们沿海地区的装机的比例大概可能占我们整个公司的大概60%-70%左右，然后不知道就有没有统计过，就沿海地区的话它的那个盈利大概占我们那个总的利润的比例，就如果没有的话，就是说可不可以算过，就是说比如说像浙江、江苏、广东这几个省的话，就前几九个月的这个利润分别是多少。然后那个第三个问题想请问一下，就是说因为我们知道未来几年那个沿海地区可能也会有一些那个新的核电机组的投产啊，那不知道管理层觉得这个的话对我们这个沿海地区的这个火电的利用小时会不会有一些影响，然后公司的话有没有相应的对策。然后最后就想那个接着前面那个问题想问一下，我们那个天然气就是那个成本就是那个上调了以后的话，如果这个电价那个暂时不调整，然后没有补贴的话，这个对我们这个四季度的盈利方面大概会有多大的影响？谢谢。
From Credit Suisse, I have four questions. First is, could you please talk about your the power plant which has most profitable for the first 9 months, for example, the profit for Yuhuan, Haimen, and the Fuzhou power plant, and also its year-on-year change. And the second question is, we noticed that your capacity in the coastal regions accounted about 60-70% compared to your total capacity. Could you please provide us the profit percentage for the coastal regions power plant, especially for the Zhejiang, Jiangsu, and the Guangdong province for the first 9 months. And the third question is, we say that in the future there will be some nuclear power plants put into operation in the coastal regions. So what is the impact for the company's coal-fired utilization hours and the company's plan to incorporate this kind of change? And the fourth question is about the gas price. We see that the gas price has been increased, but the tariff for that kind of power plants has been stayed in the current level. So if there is no further subsidy from the government, what would it be like for the profit in the fourth quarter of this year?
我来这个说一下第二个问题啊，从这个电厂的盈利分布来看哈，就是说这个前五名的电厂的，比如说你问到的这个玉环电厂，一到九月份的是17.31亿，然后这个德州第二名德州14.67亿元，晋北13.22亿元，还有海门12.45亿元，然后还有北京11.43亿元，还有一个超十亿的是威海10.87亿元。从这种电厂的分布来看呢，基本上属于这个沿海经济比较发展的地区，就是盈利水平比较高。
Well, for the most profitable power plants, the first is Yuhuan power plant, which has a profit of 1.731 billion, and for Dezhou it was 1.467 billion.For Qinbei, it was 1.322 billion, and for Haimen, it was 1.245 billion. For Beijing, it was 1.141 billion, and for Weihai, it was 1.087 billion. Most of these power plants are located in the coastal regions.
From the situation, 正好是各50%啊，德州啊、沁北啊和北京都是那个内陆的电厂啊。我觉得刚才你讲的，从公司的现在实际的供煤结构看呢，基本上也是一半对一半啊，沿海和自港啊，说明公司的结构是大概这么一个情况啊。但是沿海呢也是公司的利润大户啊，也是公司的竞争的优势所在。刚才你也谈到了就关于核电的问题，核电现在。大家也都知道，中国沿海呢在做一些这个大型的核电的项目啊，华能呢，从集团也好，从股份也好，也都有一些项目，我们也有一些参股啊。我们也了解到，核电呢，一是建设周期比较长啊，另外一个呢，应该说建设成本也比较高啊，对我们相应的这个公司相应的电厂，应该说目前我们感觉竞争压力不是很大啊，这是对核电的一个看法。另外，对刚才你讲的天然气的调价以后啊，这个刚才我们这个傅启阳主任已经给您这个通报了一个情况，因为这次调价的是这个老量，就是原来的这个量的一个价格，对我们影响呢只有三个电厂，就是北京、上海和金陵。上海呢现在实行的是两部式电价，应该说影响不是很大啊。北京和金陵呢现在像当地的市政有关的这些价格部门呢也已经上报了。
Well, actually, I have supplemental explanation about the profit allocations of our power plants. Actually, for the first six profitable power plants, 50% to 50% for the coastal regions and the inland regions. And also, in terms of our coal supply structure, we have 50% coming from the seaborne and 50% from the inland.So we see currently the structure for us is balanced, but of course we have the advantage in the coastal regions in terms of our profitability of our power plants. And in terms of the nuclear, we have a minor stake in some nuclear projects in some regions. But we see that for the nuclear projects, the construction cost and its construction period is very different from that of the coal-fired and the gas-fired power plants. Currently, we see there's no huge pressure coming from this nuclear project for our power plants. And in terms of the gas price hike, Mr. Fu also said the situation is that currently we have three power plants has undertaken the gas price hike, especially for the Shanghai, because the tariff is made through the two-part tariff mechanism. So the impact from this pipeline is not too big. And in terms of the Beijing and the Jiangsu-Jinling pipeline, currently the local price authority has proposed the passenger plan to the NDRC. Currently, we're treating the progress.
感谢领导朋友的耐心解答。大家好，由于时间的关系，我们有请最后一位提问者。最后一位提问者是来自中国人寿的张春梅，你好，您可以提问了。
那刚才领导讲，就是说北京的那个天气加价，就是发电厂已经就相应的已经上报了。那据我所知，好像就是说已经北京市那个发改委已经就是把这个成本就是说那个全部转嫁了。那你们得到的消息是全部转嫁了，就是那个就是天气上涨之后转到就是电价上去。
I'm from China Life. I have one question is that you mentioned that the price authority has proposed the passenger plan to the NDRC. Actually, we see that in Beijing, the NDRC has totally passed through the cost increase. So what is the actual situation for the company?
这个因为天然气发电这个价格呢，因为比较高，它现在这个价格构成的也比较复杂啊，一部分是这个要摊在这个销售电价里是吧，就在煤机的标杆电价以上，还有一个燃机的标杆电价，另外再多出来这一部分啊，是通过当地政府啊，北京也好，上海也好啊，或者哪个省也好，它是摊到整个的这个做一些再做一些补贴啊，所以说这个燃机的电价呢，大体上应该是都是有三大部分。啊，那这每一部分都是在这个燃机价格调整以后啊，再做一些调整。有些是相当于煤气联动，有些是可能根据这个市政府年度的财政计划情况下进行一些实战性的一些补贴啊。就我们了解啊，这个北京市的正在做，就今年的燃气价格调整以后，北京的这几个燃气电站、热电联产这些补贴已经提交了一个计划。
Actually, it's very complicated for the gas price tariff. And actually, basically, there are three major parts for the tariff. The coal-fired standard tariff, the gas-fired standard tariff, and also some subsidy from the government. And for the gas price hike, we see that some of these kind of cost increase will be passed through to the end users, and some of this has to be covered by the government subsidy. In our understanding, currently the Beijing Price Authority has proposed the passenger plan to the government to solve this kind of cost increase problems.
感谢领导层的耐心解答。目前会议当中已经没有提问者，请问领导这边还需要有其他的补充吗？
没有了，由于这个时间的安排啊，今天呢我们电话会议啊提问就到此结束了啊，也再次感谢各位一直以来对华能国际的大力的支持和持续的关注啊，如果还有下边一些进一步的一些问题啊，还要再提供一些数据，交流一些情况。也欢迎大家呢会后与我们联系。好，谢谢大家。
The conference call today is to the end. Thanks for your long time support and lasting attention to Quantum Power International. So please contact us after the conference if you have any further questions. Thank you.
非常感谢各位抽出宝贵的时间出席华能国际2014年第三季度业绩发布会，谢谢。Thanks again for your attendance of Huaneng Power International First Quarter 2014 earnings call. This is the end of the presentation. Thank you.